You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Well, speaking of reopening, businesses across the tri-state area are going to great lengths to get customers back in and, of course, to get the money back flowing again. Small business owners are spending all kinds of money. Thanks for joining us tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm Jason Martinez.
I'm Shayna Humphreys. This is all in hopes that it will keep their businesses safe and open. Our Joyce Evans is leading things off for us tonight, live in Cherry Hill. Joyce.
Well, you guys know that Governor Murphy is nowhere near reopening those non-essential businesses that they're opening now on Friday in Delaware, like the spas, the salons, and the cosmetic surgery outfits. But they are all getting ready because they're ready to restart the moment he says, go ahead and do it.
We're not going to be able to just have like a waiting room anymore.
Surgery going on right now at plastic surgeon Stephen Davis's Cherry Hill office is much more than cosmetic.
We ripped up all the carpet because I really think that there's no way to really know about how clean everything is and just where viruses are.
No more comfy, cozy waiting areas. You'll have to go from your car directly to the exam room.
We're going to put booties on everybody's feet as soon as they come in through the door.
Just one of many post-COVID-19 care procedures Davis and others are going to implement in the U.S., shared by colleagues in countries from around the world who are back up and running. He says first, Botox will be back definitely for eyes and forehead, but any injectables under the area covered by masks may be case by case if you're comfortable.
I know I'm going to be comfortable doing it because I'm going to be all garbed up and ready to go. I think it's going to be more about if the patients want to start to do it.
Similar preparations are going on at South Jersey spas and salons. Frank Razzieri is leading a campaign of colleagues getting ready to welcome back customers.
We wanted to unite as a group so we all know that we're all thinking the same way for safety for our guests, safety for our employees.
You'll have to take a survey before an appointment is set. Your temperature taken at the door, lots of social distancing.
You're not going to be able to fill the place up.
No. We're going to be at 50% capacity. Red team, white team, everybody has a schedule and it's going to be rotating and we're going to go, 7 days a week.
Razzieri consulting with colleagues in Atlanta where shops have reopened on what's working and what's not.
They'll still do eyebrow waxing. As long as you can put a face mask on, then, then we'll be able to do it. And all of our service providers will have shields and masks, too.
What if you need the lip and the chin?
Well, we might not be doing the lip and the chin.
And be prepared. Your regular services are going to probably cost you more.
You're going to be paying more wherever you go because, to be honest with you, we won't be able to stay in business.
Yeah, and some of those services won't be back right away, they suspect. Like a massage, if you want that, that's not going to happen right away at most places. And if you want any kinds of laser surgery done to your face, you're probably going to have to wait for that. Shayna and Jason.
Yeah, it's going to cost more, and as you mentioned, this is a trickling down, if you will, when it comes to opening. This is not just a we're open. I mean, there's a lot of measures people are going to notice right away.
Oh, yeah.
Joyce, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.